Welcome back to Sundial on WLRN, or I should say, welcome back to Sundial on WLRN. I'm Dracula. I had to get in the mood. It's Halloween almost. It's right around the corner. And the Arts Center is out with a new production of one of the classic monsters of horror, Dracula. Playwright Michael McKeever took the original drama set in the Victorian England and put a modern twist on it. It's got a feminist twist. Van Helsing is a female doctor from South Africa, and the female lead, Mina, is the protagonist to combat Dracula's predatory behavior. Well, joining us now from our downtown studios, the actress playing Mina, Lindsay Corey. Lindsay, such a pleasure.
Thank you for having us.
And the playwright, Michael McKeever, is also joining us. Michael, thanks so much.
Hey, it's great to be here.
All right. You know what? This one's a fun one for me, just because of the fact that I got to play Dracula a long time ago on stage, too.
So wow.
Oh, really?
Lots of fun memories. But Michael, let me ask you this. Why were you inspired to take on such an iconic play?
I've been wanting to write Dracula for close to 10 years now. I think there's something really wonderfully dramatic and theatrical about the story. I've always found it fascinating, and it's something I wanted to tackle. I just didn't, I couldn't find the take to do it. And then the Me Too movement happened, and everything came into place. Dracula's like the ultimate predator, so I said, that's it. That's my point of view.
You know what? I think about when any director or any playwright takes on a show, then it's going to be their interpretation of the show. And I was wondering about what you were thinking about when you decided that you wanted to tackle this, how you were going to interpret Dracula.
Well, I wanted to keep it in the period and time, the 1890s in Victorian England, but at the same time, give it a spin and a twist that made it very contemporary and would have it resonate with, you know, America in 2018. So it's taking the template of the story and yet still making it very contemporary and very, very having an impact on the world in which we live today.
And, you know, as I mentioned at the beginning, there's this there's not to say it's a feminist twist, but you're approaching this more from a feminist perspective. First, I mean, as a male, how did you find that female voice?
Well, I live in a world in a circle that's populated by feminists, by really strong women with strong women points of views. And it's something that I believe in. I think the world is changing, certainly not fast enough, but at the same time, these are issues that need to be addressed. So I used women in my life as inspiration for the women that I put on the page, which I've done with all my plays. Whenever I write, I'm always write with certain actors and or people that inspire me in mind. In this case, I used Lindsay, who was cast before the play was written, as a guide for this main character.
Lindsay, you play Mina. Remind people of her relationship to with Dracula.
Well, Mina is a vivacious, march to her own drum young lady who is engaged to a gentleman named Jonathan Harker. And they go and visit her friend Lucy, who has fallen ill. And you find out through some very fun theatrical effects that she has been the prey of Dracula. So Mina is introduced to Dracula at Dr. Seward's house.
Do you believe that Michael struck the right tone with your character when it, you know, trying to encapsulate this powerful female persona?
Absolutely. Michael has such a gift for the way that he writes female characters that are strong and independent and courageous. And I really think that the way that this is presented in a very different time from now, the way that he's written the dialogue between these characters, it's very relevant to the time. And unfortunately, these are still issues that we have today, and this story still needs to be told.
So, you know, I think about, you know, one of the fascinating things about the show, and again, the one I performed in was a very different interpretation, but Dracula is not on the stage as often as other characters, but yet the central point of the show, it's what everybody's thinking of. So how, you know, and Michael, I wanted your take on this. How did you want the audience to think about Dracula and who he is?
Yeah, sure. When you tackle a story like this one, like Dracula, we all know what he is. We all know what the image is. We all know what the character, what he does, and that he's a vampire and how to kill vampires. So it was a challenge for me to talk about him. What I wanted to do, I wanted to be more of an offstage presence until he's brought on, and he's only brought on a couple of times during the first act, and then during the second act, when we discover what he is, when the characters discover what he is and the essence of what he is, then we bring him on full time for the final conflicts of the show.
Do you want us to feel any kind of sympathy for him? Are we supposed to hate him, fear him? What did you want us to think of Dracula?
No, I thought it was important that we see the humanity. It's funny, during rehearsal, especially with a world premiere like this, you're always developing and refining as you go. And about the second or third week into rehearsal, I wrote a monologue for Dracula at one point at a quieter moment where he talks about his humanity and what he left when he was given this gift of immortality, and how every so often he just sees a tiny spark of it. And for just a flash there, you see his humanity, and then it's all gone. It was important that you see that at one point he was a human being, that he was good, and there was goodness there. And now he's simply been seduced by the dark side, as it were.
Lindsay, let's go to, this is one of the conversations your character Mina had with Dr. Seward. That's the caretaker for Mina's good friend Lucy, who was attacked by Dracula. And as you're going to hear the exchange, Seward and Mina are regularly at odds with one another.
I know I shouldn't be saying this.
Then maybe you shouldn't.
But as much as anything, you are responsible for Lucy's death.
I beg your pardon.
All those years, the gibberish you put in her head.
Gibberish?
The falsehoods you told her about her sex.
What falsehoods?
That women are in some ways equal to men.
With all due respect, Dr. Seward, women are in many ways equal to men.
And there you have it, the very gibberish of which I speak. You purposely confused her. You had her imagine herself more than what she was. You had her expect things that she had no right to expect.
She had every right to expect anything her heart desired.
As a woman.
As a human being.
Lindsay, why was Dr. Seward an important counterpart to your character, Mina's character, and how did that dynamic change over the show?
Well, the way that it's written, Seward has a very interesting journey in this play. He represents, in my mind, and I think that's the intention, of all men of a certain age and a generation, and men who believe that women have a certain place in society. And Mina is very different from what he would like women to be. And so throughout the play, he kind of goes on this journey where he realizes that maybe things are changing, and that's inevitable, and maybe he should change his viewpoint on that.
And how do you do it without sounding preachy?
Well, you walk a fine line, and the words that are written for me are very precise and direct, and you play the truth of it. You put yourself in that position, and you believe that you are that character. You listen to what is being said to you. You can't really help but respond in a very natural way if you hear someone telling you those things as a woman.
When you're dealing with really fine actors, and we're blessed with a really incredible cast in this show, what Lindsay just said is dead on. It's just approaching the dialogue from a place of truth. And the goal then is to make these statements, but do it in a really honest, really natural sort of way.
And Michael, I mean, did it require a lot of collaboration with the actresses?
Oh, God, yeah. When you're dealing with a world premiere, it's essential that you be open to suggestions from not only the cast, but for the director with Zoetic Stage, who is the theater that's presenting the production of Dracula at the Arsht. The artistic director is Stuart Meltzer, who's really insightful. I've worked with him a number of times. And he really opens up the room, so it's very collaborative. Of all the arts, there's nothing more collaborative than theater. And so with this production, we had 3 weeks of working the play, you know, cutting things away, putting things in, trying to make it as scary and funny and sexy and insightful as a production of Dracula can be. And it's, if you know, as a playwright, if you hold the script to your chest and say, you know, how dare you can't change my words, you're really defeating your own purpose. So it's important to be open, and when you're dealing with really great people like I was blessed with in this production, it does really wonderful things for the show.
I'm speaking with Lindsay Corey, who plays Mina in the Arts Center's new adaptation of the play Dracula. Michael McKeever, who you just heard, adapted the script to put a feminist angle on the show. And we have information about tickets and a video of the performance up on our Facebook and Twitter at WLRN Sundial. You know, Michael, the show employs a number of tools to create that sense of eeriness in the production. For one, you have a violinist that plays on stage during these moments throughout the show. What was the thinking behind the use of music and, you know, and connecting it with characters?
That came directly from Stuart Meltzer, who's brilliant about that kind of thing. In order to put a sense of dread and to really set the atmosphere, early on in the process, when we had first commissioned me to write the play, he started thinking about the idea of putting a live musician, a live violinist and a musician on stage to really underscore, whenever Dracula's about to come, this beautiful young woman, all dressed in black, comes out playing the violin, and you could just feel the audience tensing up. They know, oh my God, what's happening now? That can't be good. She's out again. And it really helped set the tone. It really helped present the eeriness that we were hoping for. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Michael and Lindsay, I'd love to hear your thoughts on this as well. I mean, Dracula fundamentally is a very predatory character preying on young women. Did you intentionally model his character or any of the dialogue off some of the predatory behavior that we've been seeing that's been revealed through the course of the Me Too movement?
Absolutely. Yeah, sadly, it became very easy to find inspiration in the world that we live in now,
especially in the arts. I mean, that's where these women rose up from, and said, "Not anymore." You know, me too. This is what happened to me. And I think through the character of Mina, she is this pioneer, and also Van Helsing being a woman of color, coming forward and kind of being the guideline for Mina to now.
And you
say,
you know,
me
what?
Too.
You beat me to the punch on that. What I wanted to know, that's, and I think it's a fascinating Van Helsing, again, another very iconic character. Michael, she is a woman of color.
Yep.
That's a very, mm-hmm. You're going in an entirely different direction. How does that change a character?
Oh, it changes it. Van Helsing, just as the character is designed, even in his original conceit in the novel, he's a forward thinker and someone who's way ahead of his time, just in the nature of what he does and how he looks at the world. So I thought, how perfect to push this even further. Let's make him or her. Let's make him a woman. And then I said, wait, if I make her a woman of color, let's just turn this world on its head. And what fun it is, what great fun it would be to introduce this character into Victorian England, into a world of white men where such a exotic being is something they've never seen before.
What's the response been like from audiences?
Oh, it's been amazing. This has been Zoetic Stage's most successful box office in the history for a non-musical in the history, the eight-year history that the theater company has been around. The audience response has been overwhelmingly positive. We continue to sell out. We've got only 5 performances left. We want to run through this Sunday. And tickets are selling fast and furious. We couldn't be more excited.
And Lindsay, is this show about flipping Dracula upside down, or is it in any way playing homage to what the story, you know, the original production was about?
I think it does a little bit of both. I think in a very beautiful way. We are still telling the story of Dracula and the classical nature of that and that old-timey story. And there's also very, very much today happening up on that stage. Very relatable. If you think you're going to, this is not your mama's Dracula.
What a great way to put it. That is fantastic. I appreciate that. Lindsay Corey again plays Mina in the Arts Center's new adaptation of the play Dracula. Michael McKeever adapted the script, again, giving it a very, as you heard, Van Helsing played by a woman of color. Very different show. Again, we have information about tickets and video of the performance on our Facebook and Twitter at WLRN Sundial. Lindsay, thank you so much. Michael,
you.
I really appreciate it. Break a leg.
Thank you so much.
And again, I have to admit, that's just still one of my favorite shows of all time. Not because I played Dracula, just because I love Dracula.